It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 37. We'll be looking at a Sunday school lesson drawn from that passage in just a moment. If you have that, you may want to mark it. And then turn over to the 46th Psalm. We were trying to read the 46th Psalm when we ran out of time in our last class. And we're going to go back and read that, because that is the devotional reading for this particular Sunday school lesson. By the way, this is a Sunday school lesson that was prepared, the notes for this lesson, prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May the 18th, 1924. It is a lesson about that time Sennacherib and the Assyrians came up and besieged Jerusalem. And they said very haughty and blasphemous things against Jehovah before they tried to take that city. And this was to their demise, because we read in Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 36 that before they were able to take the city, the angel of Jehovah went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when the men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. And so Sennacherib gave up his desire to take Jerusalem and returned to Nineveh in the lands of the Assyrians. And then he was slain there by his own sons. Well, we're going to read that. We've read that chapter, and we're going to look at the Sunday school lesson based on that. But first, we'll read this psalm, the devotional reading. The 46th Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth do change, and though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her, and that right early. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of Jehovah, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Now let's look at Elam's notes in regard to this Sunday school lesson. Before we do, though, I need to remind you here. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at our Sunday school lesson about Isaiah, the Assyrians, Hezekiah, and Sennacherib. But for a fuller description of Assyria and Asia and Babylon and Nineveh and Lebanon and Jerusalem, you may want to consult a Bible dictionary and then locate all of these places on a map. You probably have maps in the back of your Bible, and it would be good to turn to those maps and just see geographically how they lie. That is Syria, Assyria, Babylon, Nineveh, Lebanon, and Jerusalem. And then you can kind of put a picture there, look from that map there, and it'll kind of help us follow the storyline when we know these geographical locations. There's a place called Lachish mentioned in this story, it was an important fortified town of Judah, mentioned as one of those fortified cities. In 2 Chronicles 11, in verse 9, it was besieged by Sennacherib. It was in the southwestern part of Judea, about 16 miles east of Gaza. Now we have an introduction, and the introduction begins by telling us about Hezekiah. We cannot learn all about such a busy king and so good a man as was Hezekiah in one lesson. But let us learn all we can. He was the son of Ahaz, a godly son from a most ungodly father. He succeeded his father to the throne. He began to reign at the age of 25 years, and he reigned 29 years. The name Hezekiah means strength of Jehovah. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, 2 Chronicles 29:1. Abijah means father is Jehovah. It would seem doubtless that Abijah was a good woman from whom Hezekiah received righteous impressions and impulses. He also gave heed to the instruction and warnings of Isaiah, who had then been a prophet for more than 32 years. Hezekiah's wife's name was Hephzibah, 2 Kings 21 and verse 1, and it means, "My delight is in her." Isaiah, in his preaching, once referred to his wife by her name, Hephzibah, and we read about that in Isaiah 62, verses 1 through 5. In Isaiah's preaching, he said, "For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until her righteousness go forth as brightness, and her salvation as a lamp that burneth. And the nation shall see the righteousness and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Jehovah shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of beauty in the hand of Jehovah, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah." Now that's the name of Isaiah's wife. "Thou shalt be called, my delight is in her, and thy land Beulah." Now Beulah is a name that means married. So let me read that fourth verse again. Isaiah 62:4. "Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land be any more termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah," meaning, "My delight is in her," and "thy land Beulah," meaning married. "For Jehovah delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee." Now, as Hezekiah is king, we see that Hosea had been king over Israel for 3 or 4 years. That's when Hezekiah began to reign. Hezekiah's reformation of Judah was 5 or 6 years before the downfall of Israel. And we read he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, according to all that David his father had done. He trusted in Jehovah, the God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among them that were before him, for he clave to Jehovah. He departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which Jehovah commanded Moses, 2 Kings 18, verses 3 through 8. Well, we see that Hezekiah prepared for war. He knew that the Assyrians were a threat, and he got ready. And the facts of this lesson occur in the 14th year of Hezekiah's reign. We read in Hezekiah, in 2 Kings chapter 28, verses 13, it was in the 14th year, he had rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. 2 Kings 8, verses 7, to whom Ahaz had submitted. That was his father. And Sennacherib was seeking to reduce him to submission. Sennacherib came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Alarmed at this, Hezekiah sent to Sennacherib at Lachish, confessed he had offended, and offered to pay whatever tribute Sennacherib should lay upon him if Sennacherib would only return from him. Sennacherib appointed 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. In order to raise this enormous sum, Hezekiah emptied his own treasuries and spoiled the temple of God. We read in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18, verses 13 through 16. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, I have offended. Return from me. That which thou puttest on me will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. And Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of Jehovah and in the treasuries of the king's house. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of Jehovah and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. If Sennacherib withdrew at all, he soon returned and determined to subdue the kingdom and remove its people to another country. In 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 31 through 33, we read, Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, Make your peace with me, and come out to me, and eat ye every one of his vine and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one of the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and honey, that ye may live and not die. And hearken not unto Hezekiah, when he persuadeth you, saying, Jehovah will deliver us. Have any of the gods of the nations ever delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Well, Hezekiah then knew what he was up against. Hezekiah prepared for the siege, and he tried to encourage the people. In 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 20, we read, Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, how he made the pool and the conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Hezekiah had the city of Jerusalem prepared for the siege, and the time of that siege did come. We read, Now, after Hezekiah's preparation for war about Sennacherib's cruel, bloody, and blasphemous message. Let me read 2 Chronicles 32, 1 through 8. And after these things, and this faithfulness, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah, and encamped against the 45 cities, and thought to win them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, and that he was proposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they helped him. So there was gathered much people together, and they stopped all the fountains and the brook that flowed through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the king of Assyria come and find much water? And he took courage and built up all the wall that was broken down, and raised it up to the towers, the other wall without, and strengthened Milo in the city of David, and made weapons and shields in abundance, and set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together into the broad place of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there is greater with us than with him.